the vocabulary of success, the power of transformational vocabulary and global metaphors. Have you ever been deeply moved by a great communicator? Do you still remember the words of a John F. Kennedy, a Winston Churchill, a Martin Luther King? Through the power of their words, these men affected not only you and me, but entire nations. And even after their death, they continue to touch others around the world. Yet, do you ever stop to think about the power that you have to inspire, or for that matter, to depress yourself simply by the words you habitually use? Are the words that you use with yourself uplifting or devastating? Do they provide hope, inspiration, or despair? One of the greatest discoveries you can make is the power that you have to immediately change your experience at a moment's notice simply by consciously selecting the words that you use to describe the way you feel, not only to other people, but to yourself. Words have the power to start wars or to create peace, to destroy a relationship or to strengthen it. How we feel about anything is shaped by the meaning that we attach to it. The words that you consciously, or for that matter unconsciously, select in order to describe a situation immediately changes what this situation means to you and thus how you feel about it. If you describe an event to yourself as devastating, will you feel different than if you describe it as a bit disappointing? Is there a difference in emotional intensity between calling something a major problem or a minor challenge? What if you share with me a conviction that you have and I tell you you're mistaken? What if I say you're wrong? Worse, what if I choose the words you're lying? Will this affect our interaction? Words have immense power. Years ago, I made a discovery that has really changed my life forever. And it happened when I was in a business meeting with two of my associates, and we all received some news that was certain to produce negative consequences for each of us. Yet each of us had a different emotional intensity about the news. What's more, I couldn't help but notice that we all had different ways of describing how we felt about it. I was, quote, angry. One associate around me was absolutely enraged, and the third was merely a bit annoyed. I remember thinking what a stupid word that was, annoyed. What a dumb word. I've never felt annoyed. Then I thought, interestingly enough, I never feel this emotion, and I never use this word to describe how I feel. I began to wonder, if you adopted a new set of words, could you transform your emotional patterns? Based on this meeting, I made a 10-day commitment to adopt a stupid, silly word, annoyed, to use it and utilize it in any situation where I would normally say that something makes me really angry or mad. The results were astonishing. Simply by changing the word I'd habitually used to describe my feelings of upset, I immediately lowered the intensity of my negative feelings. Saying to someone, "This really annoys me," really broke my pattern. Soon I adopted other words, such as, "You're beginning to peeve me." And you can imagine doing this began to change the way I felt. It made me smile where I used to be upset. I couldn't keep a straight face saying you're peeving me. So right now, select a word that you habitually use to describe negative feelings you have and come up with an alternative word that would break your pattern or at least lower your intensity. And then try it for 10 days and see what happens.